Hey, it's Candy. Did you know that I have a quiz to help coaches choose their niche? Yeah, I do. It's super popular and it has been taken more than 20,000 times. This is a fun quiz that takes you about 2 minutes to do, and it will probably give you way more clarity on choosing your best coaching niche. So now, whether you say niche or niche, it's going to work for you. And if you're a coach and you have been stuck in niche indecision, wondering what to do, then you should take my quiz and find out what you learn. You can take the quiz today at coachnichequiz.com. That's coachnichequiz.com. Okay, let's dive into this week's episode. Welcome to She Coaches Coaches. I'm your host, Candy Motzek, and I'm going to help you find the clarity, confidence, and courage to become the coach that you are meant to be. If you're a new coach, or if you've always wanted to be a life coach, then this is the place for you. We're going to talk all about mindset and strategies and how to, because step by step only works when you have the clarity, courage, and confidence to take action. Let's get started. Hey there, and I am so glad you're back with us this week. Now, today I have a special guest interview for you, and let me tell you a little bit about her. I'm going to read her bio to you. She is a new friend for me, and I met her a number of months ago. She was on a couple of other podcast episodes, so you may have heard her voice, but I just thought that what she does is really special for coaches, and I wanted to bring her on and introduce her to you because I think that there are some of you who get nervous about tech and maybe stop yourself, maybe hold yourself back from doing what you want to do. So let me tell you a little bit about her. Her name is Avital Spivak, and she is an online tech coach. She's a certified online business manager and a computer engineer. So for 15 plus years, she's been breaking the myth that people who didn't grow up with technology can't get comfortable with it at any age. She's a martial artist, multilingual, and enjoys helping clients from everywhere around the world get unstuck with tech so they can make more money in their business fast. Avital, welcome to the show. I'm so pleased that you're here.
Thank you so much, Candy. I'm happy to be here with you.
Yeah. And so you and I are both engineers originally. And so there's that line of connection. But the other thing, the reason that I asked you to come on the show is when I met you, I have this feeling that you are very determined, very intelligent, and very kind. And I just know that those are qualities combined with your expertise that will really support the audience. And so, as you and I have spoken, the audience for this show is primarily new coaches. And so often they get hung up in the tech. And when I heard what your expertise was, I thought, oh my gosh, let's have a conversation. So can you just bring us up to speed? How did you get to this place?
So I was working as an engineer, but in my spare time, really enjoyed helping people when they were getting stuck. And what I mean by that is not people who are on the high tech side of things, but people like my neighbor and my mother and a neighbor that was a coach and a psychologist. And these people needed to get online. The online world stopped waiting and being just part of people's work, but it started coming everywhere, including the oven. You know, it stopped having buttons. It started having a screen. And people who didn't know how to navigate a screen easily, we're getting lost. And I could see that it was a matter of translation. It was a matter of people finding themselves in computer land, which had some different verbiage and different words, and they just could not say what they knew was true. So people who knew what they wanted to do, who lived the full life, who had a business that's working, but suddenly needed to do things in a new way and couldn't make themselves understood. That bothered me. And I started looking at what to do about it.
Wow. So this idea of translator. And I know that when you and I spoke, there is this thing where somebody who is successful, mature, interesting, accomplished, and they don't quite even know the piece that's missing. They know there's something missing, but they can't describe it. And I think that that's one of the places that you really step in to help people.
I would say that that's true, because if you think of your experience, if you are having trouble and you think that's technology, what are you feeling? And to reflect what my clients and people I speak with are feeling, it's, I feel lost. I feel almost like I'm stupid suddenly. I cannot make myself understood. I know what I want, but somehow they don't get it. They say that I stopped showing up like the professional that I am. I am very professional, but people are not seeing me as such anymore. And now take that experience. If you have some of that experience or those experiences, take that and imagine yourself as your business self, savvy, with all your experience, landing in another country where the language is different. The experience is very similar. You know what you want to tell people. They don't understand you. Right. They look at you like you're maybe a little not all there. But I know, right? It's a very unpleasant experience unless you have a translator with you.
Right.
If you take the translator to the meetings, if you take now through translation, they know what you want. You can make yourself understood to people on the other side. And you again show up like the professional you are.
And so we often speak to the same audience. We speak to newer coaches. And in my experience, I've seen a lot of new coaches who do this. They hold themselves back. They're nervous. They're suddenly embarrassed, all because of tech. And so for me, when I talk to my clients, the first thing that I'm always wanting them to do, especially a brand new coach, is let's get you coaching. Let's get you with a new client, at least one, as soon as possible. Because coaching is people who want to be coaches. They don't want to necessarily own a business. They want to coach people, right? Like they're not interested in business building stuff. And so let's get you doing the thing that you really want to do. The business will happen if you have a plan. Let's get you signing clients. But you help them with the tech part. Can you describe some of the places where you see people really stumble, you know, so that people know that they're not alone, that this is something that is doable and they can overcome it too?
Yes. So first of all, it's amazing because I tell people the same thing you do. Let's get you coaching right away. Let's get your first client. Let's get your next client. That's everything else comes through that. At the same time, there are a few stumbling stones to signing that first client. Because if you can imagine that moment that the person you speak with says, yes, I want to work with you. You can also imagine the moment you sit with them through Zoom or in the same room, however you do, and start working. And then there's that blind spot in between that people fall into unaware. The client says, yes, now what? You need to get a payment. You need to set up an appointment. Maybe you have an agreement to sign with them. And if you don't have at least those three things, I'm That's assuming you already have an email where you can convert, you know, communicate with them. Mm-hmm. But if you don't have those few small things, what happens is the person is going to say yes, and you're going to like, you know, and start scrambling.
Yeah.
And sometimes the opportunity falls through by the time you figured it out.
Right.
Also, you're not going to quite know it, but you're going to be hesitant when you speak with the people to try and get them to a yes. Mm-hmm. Because even mm-hmm. though it's a blind spot, it's like it's a feeling of doom coming. And you know that there's something you don't know, but you don't know what it is. You can't handle deal with it. So you're kind of hesitant to get all the way to the yes because you don't know what's coming after that.
Right.
And so if we take care of that simple, small bit that you need, it changes the equation of getting to that first client.
I agree. And so I see that hesitation. Like if you don't know, you know, if you're thinking of walking and you put your right foot down and you're waiting to put your left foot down, but you don't have a shoe on your left foot, you're not so sure that you want to take that step into the mud. So that I 100% agree, in a really solid onboarding process. And I work with that with the clients. The side that where I see that you do is a little bit different is the actual technical piece. You know, and one of the things that you and I spoke about, aside from the onboarding, is when you're in conversation with somebody or you attend an online networking event, how do you show up on Zoom? How do you make that work? So can you, do you find that that's something that your clients need a lot of help with as well, so that they can show up as professionally as they do?
Yes, I totally do. And we set that up a moment after the onboarding. We go, look, where do you get those people to talk with? And a lot of time the answer is networking. And now, how do you show up in networking? First of all, physically, what does your room look like? What's behind you? How do you sit? Are you shrimping sort of on the bottom? Where are you on the screen? And also, how do you click on the link and still see your notes and Zoom at the same time? How do you raise your hand? All sorts of things that many of us have figured out, but some of us not yet. And we really need a solid to find out that minimum thread of what you need to feel good in the meeting. And even have your little bio, little blurb, your little offer, contact information. Don't type in the chat. Have it prepared so you can drop it in with copy and paste. How do you take notes? Maybe you take a screen capture. So I teach you how to do a screen capture and where to put it so that you can later see the people that you were in the breakout room with. Et cetera, et cetera. There's a few things that really make you very efficient and able to follow through. And if you don't have them, you're feeling less professional and looking less professional.
And that's exactly, you know, the same emotion that you were describing before. So perhaps you hesitate to show up to those online networking events because you don't feel that you come through the screen as professionally as you are used to. And so again, you might hold yourself back. And so this is that place where you as a translator, but it's more than translation because it's actually, it sounds like a jigsaw puzzle, you know? So for example, being on Zoom in a breakout room or in an online networking event and being able to show up fully as yourself, there are pieces of a jigsaw puzzle. Like you said, how do you show up? How do you take notes? How do you look at your notes without losing the screen? How do you raise your hand? All of these little things. Do you feel that it's like a jigsaw puzzle, or do you have another way of describing that?
I describe it as a link chain that you can put around your, you know, a necklace. but right. that's made out of links. And each of those pieces that you just said is a link. And sometimes you have the link, but it's not connected to the other, so they're not functioning yet together. And as we work, you have more and more links. And you might still feel lost because you're like, I still can't do the thing. And then I show you, you know, when we started, you had maybe two links. Now you have 10 links, they're connected to each other, but until we actually close the loop, have all the links connected, you can't use it as a necklace. So you're right, because it's more than translation. It's almost like I work in parallel tracks with people. One track is I'm your translator. Don't go it alone. You don't know the language yet. Let me do it with you. And now you're able to move in places that you cannot move by yourself. At the same time, on a parallel track, I'm teaching you the pieces that you need to be able to move by yourself. And until you have all the pieces, at some point you're like, wow, I can really do this. But until then, you have more and more pieces. And by me working with you and going with you, you actually see the pieces in action even before you can do them by yourself. So it all has a purpose. I'm not teaching anything theoretical. I'm only working with you on things that you need, like, what did you do in the networking meeting? What didn't work for you? Okay, let's put that piece in place because you're going to the networking without me. So you're my eyes. You're the one gathering observations. Bring them in. We're going to fix what didn't work. And then we pave the way for you to walk through by yourself. And it is a jigsaw puzzle because it's even fractal, because there's all the little pieces inside the Zoom meeting, the networking meeting. But the networking meeting itself is a puzzle piece to the other parts. There's a landing page, there's an email list, there's all sorts of other pieces that you need in place, and they all need to be connected and playing together to make this concert that is a business.
I like this. And I really like this idea of the parallel tracks of the, you know, being a translator, but then also being, I don't know, what would you call the other track? Like, you described it so well, but I don't have a name for it.
This is the coaching, education. I don't have a good name for it. I call myself a tech confidence coach.
Yeah, that I can really
see. But it's really this is the part where I use my eyes and as we work the path together to see what pieces are missing. This is my superpower. I see missing pieces. And the people who work with me are surprised when we find a missing piece, something that they feel really bad about at the moment. It's like, oh, I don't know how to do this. I can't do this. When we find the missing piece, I get excited. And they're like, why are you so excited? When I'm like, just fell down and cracked my head here. I was like, now we know what you need. Now I can put it in for you so you can do it next time. So I'm looking for the missing pieces.
I love that. And that just this idea that you're standing on the, you know, the top of a building, looking down from the balcony at all the pieces that need to come together to make that whole. I love that. It really gives me a great sense of how you support people. And also, I think that there's a really interesting blend, and I can really see that blend between the technical, the practical, and the confidence. And, you know, so I think that it's really valuable how building your clients' confidence allows them, so they're not hesitating to do all those things that we do to build a business, because now they've got a partner. So this is really interesting. In that area of newer coaches, and I'm not sure exactly how many, but do you have, like, for example, three really common, I won't know if they're mistakes, or three really common stumbling blocks? Maybe it's three, maybe it's two, that you notice over and over again with newer coaches. Something that, you know, somebody who's listening to this episode could go, that's me. I can see that that's something that if I knew how to solve that, it would make my life so much better. Listen, so I was stumbling around with that question, and really the question that I wanted to ask you is this. If you, as you look at new coaches, new online entrepreneurs, what are like the three big stumbling blocks that you notice on an ongoing basis, and how do you help people overcome them?
I love the question. Thank you. I would say one big one is networking. We all, as coaches, especially new coaches, we need to network to bump into people that may become clients or people who may be referrals, or there's a whole bunch of other things that you could do with networking. But really, that's what gets you out of your own little bubble and connecting with others, and takes you in the way to having a business, a working one. And people misunderstand networking, especially new coaches. They think they have to have it all together before they go networking. I don't have my product yet. I don't know what I'm selling. I don't know how to talk to people. There are a whole lot of things that we feel we need to have in place before we can go networking. The way I solve it is I tell people, eventually, yes, you need all that. You're right. Or maybe you need 90% of it. But let's start with looking at networking as a great training arena for you. What do I mean by that? Have no expectations. Just go and let's learn from it. What is it that you need or not? So you can go as a fly on the wall at first, have your video off, don't do anything, just watch. Because just seeing how the meetings work, sometimes that's something scary before you go. How am I going to interact there? What's happening there? You can go and look. You can go there and talk to people if they ask you something. You can go there and I teach you the basics. I teach you how to show up on Zoom. I teach you how to put things in the chat. I teach you how to raise your hand when asked. And there's a few basics that help you. But other than that, go have fun. Try stuff.
At some point,
it starts landing.
Yeah, I love that. And the way you give them permission to just take it a step at a time, you know, that they don't have to go and be perfect and have everything in place. That's really cool. So what's the second one?
The second one I would say is it's kind of a cousin of the first one because it's about getting ready. And there's a lot of things that we don't do because we're still getting ready. I'm getting my message ready. I'm getting this ready, et cetera. That's what makes it a cousin of the previous one. But I just want to point you to babies. And babies learning to walk. They're really not ready for walking yet. And they get up and they stumble and they fall on their face and on their butt. And they giggle, they cry, they do all sorts of things. But think about what you're doing when you're seeing the baby. Hopefully you're kind to them. Mm-hmm. I have not seen anybody, I think, yet, go to the baby and tell them, you're doing the wrong thing. Don't do that anymore. Don't try it like that. Put your left foot before your right foot and look where you're walking and stand up straight. And
never. No. What do? We applaud. We go, yes, and smile and encourage them, right?
Yeah. So take a page out of that and see how you treat yourself when you're trying to become a business person and you're still a business baby.
Yes.
Or a coach baby. So give yourself the same kindness you would give to anybody who's starting on a new thing that they don't know how to do. The courage to actually step into the arena and start doing things that you don't yet know how to do is huge, and it deserves kindness and respect from yourself to yourself.
That is very powerful. Ah, I love that. And you had a third. What's the third one?
The third is pretty practical. It's about the minimal systems that you need, because you do need some things. But what is it that you need? I defined it. I have a map for it. If you ever come to my workshop, you might see it. But it has the five areas of needs for the business, because your business has needs. And we need to cover those needs with something, with a tool or something, so that that need is met. What I make sure with my clients is that all five basic areas have something covering them. What do I mean by that? For example, payments. You need some way to get money. You need some way to send money when you pay for things. If you have that, it doesn't have to be sexy. It doesn't have to be, you know, complex. Whatever it is, if you have a way to do this, that rubric is covered. So I have five areas like that. We make sure each one of them is covered in the minimal way that is easy for you to use, that you know it's covered, and now you can walk that path.
Well, I love it. And that's why you're the tech confidence coach. Get all five of those areas, at least with the minimal coverage. Then they're not feeling as hesitant, not feeling as nervous. And there you go. And that just makes it so much easier to sign those first few clients. I love it. Wow. I have to say, I've really enjoyed this conversation. We've covered a lot of ground, so many interesting things, and this blend of the tech and process with how people feel so that they can, you know, go and create that business that they really want. So there's going to be people who want to find out more about you. How do they find out more about you?
So one great way is to sign up for my next workshop. I have them every month or two. And it's always at askavital.com/workshop. You can go sign to my next workshop, come meet me, say hello, learn maybe something. These are free.
Lovely. Yeah, that's just great. And I'll make sure to put the link for the workshop in the episode notes as well. Now, what about social media? What's the place that they can come and check you out, or your website?
So my favorite social media is LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me by my name, Avital Spivak, and the link would be also in the show notes. And my website is vitalweave.com.
Lovely. That is great. Thank you so much for joining me. Really enjoyed the conversation. And I know that the people who listen, they're going to have learned so much. And I think just in hearing this conversation and the guidance that you give people, they're going to feel better. They know that it's possible and they know that they're not odd. Any last words before we sign off?
That might sound weird, but I'm going to recommend for everybody to use your eyes on the screen. One of the things that's kind of interesting is that computer land is accessed only with our eyes through the screen. Sometimes through our ears, but mostly eyes on a screen. That's the only way that we have to converse with our tools. And if our tools are trying to tell us something, it will be on the screen. And my clients come to me again and again, a year later, 2 years later, and say, the most important thing you taught me was to look at the screen.
Oh, awesome.
And read it. So I would like to give that to everybody here listening to us.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. All right, everyone. That is the episode for this week. I am so glad that you joined us, and I hope you took notes and learned a lot, and we'll be back to talk to you again next week. Thanks again for listening today. Please hop on over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. Also, I would love to hear from you. Did something that I say resonate? What else would you like to learn about? Click the link in the player and leave a comment on the post. This is going to give me great ideas for future episodes so I can help you best. Join me again next week for more coaching, support, and teaching to help you become the confident coach you are meant to be.